addition to the statute mandating that they participate in Medicaid. So just for clarification on your question.
Commissioner Alexander.
I heard the what you read, Brenda, but I will tell you, again, as a clinician, that just doesn't happen. That does not happen. You will never, ever get a hospital system to go pick up somebody from a homeless shelter and bring them in because they need an MRI of their spine or whatever.
I remember on the surgical outpatient standard that even though the language was there, there was not an allowance for payment, and so therefore, even though the requirement is there, there wasn't. I mean, certainly nobody was saying we'll do 25% of our outpatient surgery to no pays or to Medicaid. So even though that's a baseline, that's quite a bit different from meeting that standard.
It is.
Versus 25%.
It is.
And I think I mentioned last time when we discussed this, the last thing I would like to see is that the commission is against this kind of dedication and work. It just feels a little uncomfortable to me.
I understand. And I'll leave
because
my clarifying part alone. That's
between,
a good closing point.
Okay. But I hear you on the policy side of now this allows greater capacity. And I think that's a real issue versus the 25% that the willingness is there to do 25% or more.
This is Commissioner Darimo. And it's wonderful that the language is in the standards. But those of us that have been in healthcare for a long time know that all of the health systems within Michigan are nonprofit. However, having said that, that doesn't mean that there is not adverse selection, cherry picking, and other kinds of gamesmanship that goes on. I'm sad to say, but I'm just speaking the truth. And I have no interest in Dr. Bosch's diagnostic services or anything like that. But, you know, it may be worth from a policy perspective if there is a way of actually measuring or requesting, and as part of the data that we receive, what data would support the amount of charity care and Medicaid care that is given, because that is variable.
And we do know that there is a coding and a definition that would have to be much more refined than it is at the present.
And I want to comment. I mean, at DCH, we're very dedicated to the provision of access to care to anybody who needs it. We have 1.7 million people on Medicaid in the state. We have a million people who are uninsured. Certainly we are, you know, our mission every day is to provide the best health care we can to these people that do it, especially their Medicaid program, mental health services. We have outreach within our local public health departments. There are a lot of activities we do. So this isn't a reflection of a department attitude towards the Senate. We also recognize that there is an access to problem, especially when it comes to primary care.
I wasn't saying this was a department issue. I was saying this is a health. This is a provider issue, mm-hmm. that providers may have a nonprofit mission but don't always necessarily adhere to that nonprofit mission.
I don't know the number exactly, but I know that I occasionally get MHA reports and updates, and I think that they would probably, if they were, you know, at the work group, they would probably point out that they have a great deal of uninsured in Medicaid as well. So. I would point that out on their behalf.
Commissioner Sandler.
The commission, the hour is getting a little late, so the commission really needs to make a decision. And the decision is you can go forward with this language to public comment so this orphan can join their siblings. Or... if you think there's no future in this, you could reject it. Or three, if you think that more information needs to be fleshed out on the issue, you could go to a work group. Those are really your three choices.
Commissioner Alton.
Dr. Sandler, wouldn't more information be fleshed out in the public comment?
Well, that's it. That's exactly right. It could be.
And I'd like to make a motion that we move this to public comment.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there support?
Support by Young.
Commissioner Young supports. Any further discussion? We do have two things that had to be clarified, the no charge and the three-year endpoint, I heard. And so though, and if those became substantive, then the commission would have the ability to say that this goes on to some other process or whatever. So we still have within our powers to listen to the public comment and then make a decision.
If people would be more comfortable, I'd make that a part of the motion as well,
okay,
that those specific questions be answered.
Those two, clarifying the definition of no charge and the three-year end point, just seem to be a sticking point as to, oh, 3 years and then it's all done at that point. Okay, that's part of the motion. Does the board agree? Dr. Young?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Commissioner Darmo. If we did not support this motion, we could still go forward with asking that there be a further work group to study this issue. Okay.
Yes, yes. And I would hold one. That I'd be willing to.
Okay. Are we ready for the question?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All those in favor of the motion as it's on the floor relative to issue number 3 of MRI, raise your right hand. All those opposed, raise your right hand. 3 opposed.
You need at least 7 to pass.
Six.
6 to pass.
Not
so
five,
we have
not
a
5
to 3, which means the motion does not pass.
If you have only 5.
We have 5.
You cannot send a public comment unless you have 6 to clarify this for the audience.
A majority of the total number.
Yeah, the statute is clear. To take an action, you have to have a majority of the total 11.
Okay, I have another motion.
Okay.
We throw out the ballots. No. that's not the first. There appears to be sentiment for this. Some of our commissioners weren't here. I would like to make a motion. We have another work group meeting to go over those details. At the time of the work group meeting, we could assess what Commissioner Smith talked about as policy and what Commissioner Kashishi had talked about with the MRI simulator to give us more information. And the more information, the difference between doing that and that a public comment is there could be some dialogue at a work group. So if we're going to have a work group for the last issue, I would like to, we can discuss those other issues.
Commissioner Darmo supports that motion.
Okay. We have the, I'm not going to repeat it because I think we're pretty clear. Are we?
There will be a work group to further discuss the question of charity care. At that work group, the question of policy for of emergency rooms having MRI and the questions about MRI simulator would be on the agenda.
And I also think there was a question of policy around capacity being increased because of the charity.
Yes. Well, that's number one. That would be be part of the Bosch issue.
Right. That's the three. Number three.
I thought we were only talking about number 3. I think we already moved the other two to public comment.
They're going to public comment, but rather, Dr. Kashishi, for example, has raised questions, and if those questions are not answered, it's entirely possible the commission would not give final approval. The work group would be an opportunity for some of these concerns to be brought out in the open and resolved.
Further discussion from the work group.
That's
level.
What I mean.
Okay. Working with the department. Is the department okay with that?
I think we can provide the information on the simulator to the work group. I don't know how much further discussion it needs.
That's fine.
So what you're suggesting is leave it
limited.
As 1 and 2 going through the regular process, and we can make the decision if there's a further need, and only have the work group for
that's
issue number
fine.
3.
And we'll be a very brief
that Dr.
meeting.
Dr. Kashishian requested to the work group.
Right. Okay.
Clarification is, will this be a new work group or the same work group from before?
Well, it'll be the same commissioner and the same department. We don't know who's going to show up.
So
there
drinks coffee
there. Yeah, right.
There may be a different interest.
And I wish the department to notify Dennis so he can get the message out to his friends. You know, so we don't have any of this business. Okay.
Okay, we have a motion for issue number 3 for a work group. And there was support. Who supported? Commissioner Darmo supported. Any further discussion? Are we ready for the question? I'm seeing nodding heads. All those in favor of this motion, raise your right hand. And we have 8 unanimous, so I don't have to call for the other side. Okay, there we are. We made it through number 5, 6, 7, 8. We only got that many more to go. I think the rest of these are pretty fast reports. If we still have Don Vacasey here,